Where is the line? Today's world tells us, believe what you want, but don't force your opinions on others. The Bible tells us, how can they call on someone if they haven't trusted in him? And how can they trust in someone if they haven't heard about him? And how can they hear about someone if no one is proclaiming him? Romans chapter 10, verse 14. Where is the invisible line between announcing the good news to others and attempting to force someone to join your team? When God first overflowed my heart for him, many people close to me felt I had developed a holier-than-thou attitude, and I was looking down on them. The truth was that I was so filled with excitement I had to share, but I did not yet understand discernment, what to say, when, and how. My words unintentionally pushed people away from me. I struggled for some time trying to contain myself so I would not be repulsive to others who did not share my newfound faith. An outspoken atheist, Penn Jillette, created a YouTube video after a bold Christian offered him a Bible. He said, "I don't respect people who don't proselytize. If you believe there is a heaven and hell, and that people could be going to hell, and you don't think it's worth telling them this because it would make it socially awkward, then how much do you have to hate someone to not proselytize them? How much do you have to hate someone to believe everlasting life is possible and not tell them that?" So what should we do? We should continue to speak the words the Spirit gives us, but combine that with the fruit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and goodness. That is all we are asked to do. The Holy Spirit will take it from there. It is His job to change hearts, not yours. Introduce Jesus, demonstrate His ways, and then let God do what only He can do. You are only a messenger, not a savior, but the message must keep moving. Do you feel the enemy trying to stop you from speaking the message in your heart? Show your love for others by sharing your story of redemption.